will not let them tear us apart. We will not let them burn this country to the ground. And we, the people, will not submit.
We had elections again and again. Many were rigged, including Kentucky. There have been many victories since McCarthy departed, though. Nashville information on the shooters backfiring as that was leaked. We'll talk about that. The New World Order system's getting rocked. And we will give more updates on the fight against the jab. And man, just a lot to cover, a lot going on. So here we go. And folks, before we go further, I just want to make sure that we... That you guys know that At Sea with LT is coming. You can cruise with all of us, my family and our staff, August 11th through 18th, 2024. You can sign up and pay in payments, whatever, but it's really interesting. Go to andweknow.com. You'll see the link there. It'll take you to this. And I just wanted to give you updates on different parts of what we're going to be doing while we're there. I mean, we're going to see Alaska, obviously, but also... We'll have several events where we'll have music and we'll have comedy, and I'll be showing you basically how I put these videos together. I'll probably be preaching a couple of times and also talking about my book and my life with my family up there, doing some Q&As and more. We're going to have a great time. Looking forward to it, and hope you guys realize that it's a great time and understand that it's going to be that I'm actually going to be there, because I'm getting a lot of comments thinking people think I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be there. So anyway, wanted to show you this clip and we'll continue.
Look what happened to our country. And Washington, D.C., our capital, Washington, D.C. has become a dirty, crime-ridden death trap that must be taken over and properly run with kid gloves and beautiful and stack it with money and clean it and fix it. I see marble that's got graffiti all over it, and what a horrible, dirty roads. I see roads that haven't been cleaned in 6 months. You'd see containers of McDonald's where the container is 6 months old. Cars have been riding on it, water's been raining on it, and stuff has been laying on the ground. It's 2 inches thick. It's disgusting what's happened. It will be a part of my election. You know, it has been a part of my election platform. I used to run when I was, like, would go out, see somebody, would go to a visit or go to the airport or something. And every time I rode through, my eyes are watching the medians. Like, you got to fix that median. That median's been broken now for a month.
So, watching the clips, this right here, I'll show you President Trump discussing just as promised in his speech in New Hampshire. They're revamping the entire city of D.C. And so we head over to Nancy Drew, and folks took some screenshots of what she's been noticing throughout the years. And I was trying to find the exact ones that she was referring to, and I think that we found this one here, right here. Let me scroll up. Sorry, just right here. I thought I had it. Now I've got to scroll through and find it. But they're saying this one right here, and you have to open it up in Telegram if you want to see it. But basically, there's just a lot of construction going on. I'm showing you just some pictures on the screen, and you can see just many, many many things. It says view in Telegram. So I've got to, I guess I have to open this up in Telegram and bring this over. So as we're talking, I'll bring this up, and you'll notice that she has been traveling through, Nancy Drew, showing us all of this. Now, it's kind of a high-pitched sound, so it hurts your ears. But as we walk through, I'm going to scroll all the way through here. You can see just, it seems like a lot of construction. They're not letting people in. And you're wondering what in the world is going on. Why would we have so many things going on in D.C. that are just baffling to the mind? So, yeah, President Trump brings that up. We know we can see it playing out more. And other things that he's brought up recently, right?
Hillary's sort of gone now. So. And, you know, we have... We have. I know what you mean.
Yep. So Scotty throws this together, getting the clips from Vigilant Fox Media Blackout, 10 news stories they chose not to tell you this week. Matthew Perry is not the only actor to die unexpectedly this year. There are 33 more. We talked about that, I believe, in the last video. And the strange thing of him taking Bane berries and Bane related to Batman, right? And then he kept saying he was the Matman. We talked about all that. And then you have the historian unveiling the real story behind the Hamas terror attack on Israel. Elon Musk reveals to Joe Rogan that ventilators, not COVID, destroyed the lungs. Senator Rand Paul calls on the U.S. Senate to audit the Fed. Oh, yeah. Boy, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Man, that'd be something to see. To see the Fed under an audit. That would, man, wouldn't that be something, folks? I mean, we would just be so excited to see something like that play out. Dr. Peter McAuliffe reveals more bad news about the COVID shots. We're going to talk about this more later in the video, guys. I'm going to show you some stuff. Border Patrol agents caught illegal immigrants carrying explosives. You don't say. Nearly one in three COVID vaccine recipients suffered neurological side effects. One in three. Oncologist who has diagnosed 20,000 cancer patients says he's never seen cancers this deadly before, and I'm going to show you that video clip later. Judge overturns Democrat primary election, calling evidence of fraud shocking. And then number one, ivermectin, the drug once labeled horse dewormer, is not only effective against COVID-19, but flu and RSV too, and it has profound anti-cancer properties. How about that? The mainstream media, of course, they don't want to cover those. Hey, Rick, check this out. Now NBC's calling it Obama's third term. Really? NBC News admits Obama's shadow president serving his third term, November 4th, 2023. And so if that relates to many things that we've talked about, the shadow presidency, the shadow government, why did Hussein shadow POTUS? Why did Kerry shadow President of the United States Trump? Remember where Trump went? Seems like Hussein showed up and Kerry showed up. Why did McMaster target and remove loyal intel operatives inside the White House? I mean, we had all this evidence just floating around, more and more of these players. We had no idea most of their names. Now we know them. We know them well. Right at Rosenstein. Remember, I haven't heard this name in a while. Worked to entrap and install blockades. Why did they install Mueller? Knowing zero evidence of Russia collusion. They knew it, but they did it anyway. Why did Pelosi rush the impeachment investigation? I mean, it just keeps playing out more and more. And then President Trump, well, just found out the corrupt and racist Attorney General Letitia James of New York State is financially backed by George Soros. No wonder this Trump case being presided over by a highly partisan and out-of-control judge who found me guilty before the trial even started wouldn't allow a jury and said Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, was worth only $18 million when it was worth 50 to 100 times that amount, has become an embarrassment to the New York judiciary. So let's just see Soros and admit a few things here, shall we?
24 hours away from the inauguration of the 45th president of the United States. Where does he stand in an open society?
Well, I have described him as an imposter and con man and a would-be dictator.
So he's talking about Trump, a con man, a would-be dictator. A dictator saying that about him, yeah. A guy who's running the whole earth into the ground. Yeah, let's
the
see.
Markets for the moment seem to be behind Donald Trump. It lost you a lot of money. What are they seeing? What does it mean for the U.S. economy?
Well, they are facing a unique victory, well, because the markets see Trump dismantling regulations and reducing taxes.
Wow, reducing taxes. Why is that such a bad thing? Huh? Strange. Old Bruce Willis is checking it out too, going, what in the world is going on?
It's impossible to predict exactly how Trump is going to act, and therefore you'll have the various establishments fighting with each other. So I don't think the markets are going to do very well. I personally am convinced that he's going to fail, not because of people like me who would like him to fail.
Wow, he'd like him to fail, huh? People like him would want the president to fail.
Trump oversteps the mark. They will fight back. Vision of power is in operation, and he would be dictator if he could get away with it, but he won't be able to.
Because he will be stopped at what point if he goes too far?
That's right.
In foreign policy or domestic policy?
In both areas.
He's literally destroying Soros. Soros was in fear. And of course, he said basically almost in a sense, we have an operation to put a stop to him. Huh. Kind of strange how this all plays out. Proverbs 24:20, Entheos says, for the evil man has no future, the lamp of the wicked will be put out. That's Proverbs 24:20. Yeah. Old Soros, and you know, he funds Letitia James. We just saw that. You know, the New York AG wants to shut down the Trump Organization. And, you know, he admitted it back then, what they're up to. And here's Eric Trump summing it up for us.
Let's not forget about the thousands of employees. These are maids. These are housekeepers. These are engineers. These are drivers. These are bellmen. I mean, people who literally rely on our family and our properties to put food on their plate, you know, on their tables every single night. There's thousands of people who are collateral damage to Letitia James's games, and she doesn't give a damn. I mean, she doesn't even consider these people. I mean, isn't she responsible to take care of New Yorkers or represent the best interests of New Yorkers? These people have incredible jobs because of us, because of the Trump Organization, because of our family, and she wants to put those people in peril? Sean, these people are cruel. They are cruel, cruel people, and they will do anything for their own political power, and my father will keep fighting it. I'll keep fighting it. And in the end, we will win, because whatever's happening is just, it's unthinkable and it makes no sense.
You get one fair judge and this thing's going to be thrown out on his ear.
Yeah. They're at it. Old Soros is paying for it all, supposedly. And if we're watching a movie, they want us to know who's behind all of this and more. And I tell you what, Soros, Les Wexner, and Swiss billionaire attempting to enshrine abortion in Ohio State's constitution. That's right, Soros, they're at it again. This Tuesday, the Democrat machine has its sights on enshrining abortion rights into Ohio State constitution. After a strong counterblow with the fall of Roe v. Wade, after Trump's judges came through in the clutch, the cabal, they picked up themselves, they picked themselves off the mat, gathered their forces, and are attempting to use Ohio as a bellwether to further the genocide of our most precious children. And what happened? MJ Truth says, I'm sorry, Ohio. The Ohio voters passed baby genocide. Ohio voters passed the constitutional amendment protecting access to abortion. Again, giving their children to Moloch. If any of you have done this and you feel guilty or you are seeking prayer and more information, you can reach out to us at contact@andweknow.com. We can direct you to sources who will help you through this process if you've realized that that was a mistake and you're living under heavy burdens. Just want to let you know we are there to help you, okay? Not to judge you. Professor Patriot wanted to let us know, with all the stuff that's going on and more than I'm about to share, I often tell my best friend that things always work out, and they do. Rewind many years and think about all the things you freaked out over. Remember how many times you thought, well, this is it. This thing right here is the end. Was it the jab, which is being utterly rejected now? Was it the steal? Dirty Joe is leading the DC power structure straight to hell, and they can't get rid of him. Was it the Trump indictments? Trump is mopping the floor with the creeps who have challenged him and court while exposing the decay of the justice system. Was it 2022? We now have a house that is steered by MAGA and gridlocked so deep that DC cannot move legislation or appointments. But the house can still move investigations. More exposure. Although evil is not without its victims and there's loss to mourn, each challenge results in something positive when we watch and wait. I don't want to minimize the damage. The turd lovers still exercise whatever power they have to cause human suffering, which is tragic. In the end, though, we always find a reason to celebrate and to mock the creeps for their ineptitude and overreach. Have faith, the tide's shifting. The machine is losing its efficacy. When you consider the span of human history that has passed with no generation being able to say that the puppet masters are being defeated, it is quite remarkable where we stand. This is a golden age. A time to celebrate the human spirit. Keep your altitude. Stay comfy. And that was Professor Patriot. Man, great words. Great words. Folks, if you know, we're at andweknow.com. You can find everything that we're talking about here. You can find it in the description box below the video, all the links to each video and more. And if you want to become a fellowship member, you can join us, receive merch discounts, a monthly newsletter from LT, special merch package, and exclusive event invitations. You'll get those. And also, you're going to find out all of our merch. Our fall favorites are there. We've got so many things. And I was going to show you one of those. I think I had it up here. Was it right here? I had it. Shop. If you go to shop.andweknow.com, shop.andweknow.com, you're going to notice when you go there that there's all types of goodies, all types of savings, and more. And one of the big things that I like to point out are the fact that we have hats and sweatshirts and bags and doormats and golf products and hats and coffee cups and so much more. And, you know, one of the big ones for last year as we're getting into the cold weather, and I was showing this last time, you got your zip-up hoodies, you got your pullover hoodies, we've got these women's V-neck sweatshirt available in multiple colors. Look at this, beautiful. Beautiful. Front and back. Wow, those are nice. I mean, they just keep everything in stock for you guys the best that they can. And they actually take requests sometimes for ideas and work hard on it. And just wanted to let you know that, you know, you've got all this available for you to wear. So when you're out in the public and folks ask you, hey, yeah, it's a great logo, I watched that show too, you can look at them and say, yeah, me too. And next thing you know, you've got good friends and you're, you know, having a great time, a barbecue together, sharing what's going on in the news world and more. I think it's absolutely a great opportunity for you. Here's some more great pictures of Patriots wearing her gear.
Reading in the crosstabs, the most important part, as Phil reminds us, just all of those, from women to Hispanic voters, black voters, 22% of black voters behind Trump. That is not seen in the modern era for a Republican frontrunner, right? I mean, wow.
It's startling. I looked at the Democratic response, Kevin Munoz, the spokesman for Biden, and this idea that, you know, we have a year, we can turn things around. I think you have to look at this being a challenge from the very beginning, right? Black voters from the very beginning were saying that we will help you get Joe Biden into office. But, you know, this is not necessarily our preference. This was about democracy and saving democracy. And so here we are a year later. He has not been able to change their impression. Black home ownership is down. Going to the store, you know, even if jobs have improved in terms of numbers, the prices that people are paying, just it doesn't resonate with them. So Bidenomics, all of the things that Biden has done to try to connect, it's not connecting with this group.
And black unemployment was quite low during the Trump administration.
And low, but lower now. Lower now.
But he said it all the time. Right. Said it all the time.
He had a gift for messaging.
She wasn't supposed to say that. She wasn't supposed to say that. And they all jumped when she said it. Oh, man. They are freaking out at the Communist News Network, aren't they? It's startling. I looked at the Democrat response, Kevin Munoz, the spokesman for Biden, and the idea that, you know, we have a year. We could turn things around. Oh, the polls are starting to show what is actually playing out. Look at this. Biden, 51%. Honest and Trustworthy, 42%. Effective World Leader, 36%. And Trump's got a 48% lead. What in the world's going on? How in the world is this playing out over and over again? While all of this is going on, and you're wondering why the votes are turning in so many ways towards the minorities for Trump, you see different clips playing out for people to hear about this. Check this out from Kodak Black.
So if Trump right now, even though he probably don't need it, if he needed $1 million, would you give him $1 million?
Of course.
So these talk shows are coming out. Folks are starting to open up, and I tell you what, you think going from 3% to 22% to 30% is a big deal? Well, it's going to grow even more. I know it.
Trump White House transformed the Definitely. United States forever. We went from mom and dad treating us like kids, and we weren't allowed to know the information, to all of a sudden we know the information's actually there. So now when you see the Biden administration step up, and they basically just replicate the Obama administration, and you see them try to take their conversations back into the bedroom and close the door, now we're kind of sitting there banging on the door like, hey, we want to know what's going on too. The same happening now, we call us in 1994, we were like, okay, that's just the way it is. There are two Democrats challenging our incumbent president right now. Word came back from the Biden administration, Biden will not participate in debates. That's not new, but we're in a world now where we have no problem saying, no, I want to see what these other folks have to say. Essentially, we, the American people, won't even get to be introduced to the contenders for a potential Democratic presidential slot. Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The whole world discovered him because he did an outstanding job in the primary debates as
good talker.
Candidate. Yeah.
Great talker.
So these folks are talking about Trump all over the place. And he's making the rounds in the news constantly, right? I mean, they are always going to come after him. Over and over, we're hearing from this. Letitia James currently dragging the Trump family through court for inflating the market value of their properties over the assessed value to secure loans. Conveniently, Letitia James should consider investigating herself. In 2017, she secured a mortgage on a property she owned for $625,000. That year, the assessed value on that home was only $94,000, and the market value was only $546,000. Once again, the people investigating Trump are the ones who need to be investigated. Do you think Judge Engoron cares about this? I think that's how you say his name. Also, it's now been revealed that the judge, the one I just mentioned, overseeing Trump's New York case, likes to send gay nudes to his alumni buddies, which further proves the Anon proclamation that everyone against Trump is either a pervert or corrupt or both. These people are all sick. Did this guy give you Epstein Island vibes? Or is it just me? That's Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. Now, as all this is playing out, we have the amazing unveiling. This happened the other day with Alina Haba. She is absolutely destroying it. Here's some words from her. Here we go.
All right, the president's team has stepped up to the microphone. They just walked outside of the courthouse. Let's dip in here and listen.
Been more honest, coming from the judge who has already predetermined that my client committed fraud before we even walked into this courtroom. I'm not here to hear what he has to say. Then why exactly am I being paid as an attorney, and why exactly are taxpayer dollars being used in this courtroom? The answer is very clear. Because Ms. James wants to stand right here like she did this morning and call my client a liar, call the company fraudulent, and make a name for herself. She said this morning that the numbers don't lie and they won't lie in this case. Well, Ms. James, I have a message for you. The numbers didn't lie when you ran for governor, and that's why you dropped out. And the numbers don't lie when President Trump runs for office in 2024. And those numbers are loud and clear. This country is falling apart. And if we don't stop corruption in courtrooms where attorneys are gagged, where attorneys are not allowed to say what they need to say to protect their clients' interests, it doesn't matter what your politics are. Everyone has a right in this country to get up and put a defense. I don't care who you are. You have a right to hire a lawyer who can put objections on the record. You have a right to hire a lawyer who can stand up and say something when they see something wrong. But I was told to sit down today. I was yelled at, and I've had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. Let me be very clear. I don't tolerate that in my life. I'm not going to tolerate it here. And you know what? You shouldn't either. Because not every American citizen gets a camera and a microphone. And what I'm seeing is such a demise of American judicial system and democracy. Miss James came out this morning and said that she knew Mr. Trump, and she always calls him Mr. Trump because it kills her that he was the president. But the 45th president of this country, one of the best presidents we've had, has built a great company. It's worth a ton more than that statement of financial condition. And she doesn't know how to get out of it because her politics won't allow her. She calls him a bully. She says he's going to bring out racial slurs. He's going to say things today and taunt her. Well, Miss James, you taunted him before you came into office, before you saw one record, one statement of financial condition. You taunted him. You said his administration was too male and too pale. Those are her words. She said that she and Michael Cohen were going to be his biggest nightmare. Well, I have some news for you, Miss James. Michael Cohen folded, lied, and crumbled. Your star witness, along with all the DAs and corrupt AGs, need to be paying attention to what happens when you let us take the stand, when you let my client speak the truth, and the judge can tell me to sit down, and he can try and shorten my client's testimony, but it is loud and clear. They've got nothing. They've got nothing but their politics. She's got nothing but her Soros backing, which we discovered recently. And I am sick and tired of seeing it. Pay attention, America. Pay attention. Because when you're in court one of these days and you don't have a lawyer that has a microphone and you don't have a lawyer that can go on TV and you've got judges gagging them, what are you going to do? We need to fix this country. And we need to stop what is happening in this courtroom. President Trump is worth a lot more, and she wasn't ready for it. She doesn't understand it. And before she rushed to judgment, she should have thought about attacking somebody with over 50 years of real estate expertise who changed single-handedly the skyline of New York City.
That's right. And so President Trump then had some words to say on all this. Let's see what he's got to say here now.
See what a scam this is. This is a case that should have never been brought. It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court. The court was the fraudster in this case. They made references to assets that were very valuable, and they said they had no idea. They had no idea what the numbers were when they said $18 million for Mar-a-Lago, and it's 50 to 100 times that amount by any estimation. It's a terrible thing that's happened here. We're taking days and days and weeks, and it goes on, and then you look at the outside world and what's happened. But of course, they're getting the wish, because I don't have to be here for the most part, but I sort of do have to be here because I want to be here, because it's a scam, and this is a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that now should be dismissed.
It's a case that never should have been brought. Of course, we know that is from and paid for by Soros. Other things he's probably run into the ground. Well, I'll show you where that one lately would be. The Dominion voting central system. Again, in Northampton, Pennsylvania. Machine malfunction. Yep, Pennsylvania. Here we go again.
Now, in 2019, this lawsuit alleged election security groups said that new Express Voting XL voting machines acquired by the state and used in three counties were flawed. Those counties were Cumberland, Northampton, and Philadelphia. The group alleges that the machine's access panel was insecure and frequently unlocked. They also allege that the machines required poll workers to enter voting booths to help voters who had said they'd made a mistake.
Okay, so supposedly they're supposed to be doing a good job there. Imagine all the times in the past, you know, they did this lawsuit in 2019. Imagine that in the past that fraud is run rampant and they haven't told us about it. While social media science, those who spoke out about our elections, were supposedly the most secure in history. It keeps happening over and over. Think about the fact that 2020 elections saw water valve leaks. In the middle of the night, water valve leaks. Trump won, and it's time the normies accept it. While that was playing out, you can always head back to Arizona, and they were having issues again in Maricopa County. Here's a couple of a watch.
My name is Daniel Armico. I was trying to vote today. I was looking on my phone for a location, which was not easy to find, and I finally found a phone number to call the county. I called the county. I asked them for a location. It took them a while, but they told me to come here. I came straight here and found this on the door. They closed at 4:30.
Do you have any?
See, what else
Elmer
do we have?
Elmer Underwood, I'm very upset about this because we phone called at 2:00 and they said that we live in Scottsdale and this was our closest location. Then they're going to tell us you close at 4:30? Come on.
How far away are you from this voting location?
15 minutes.
I'm very sorry for what happened to you, and we're going to get this message to the recorder and let them know.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
They need to open up more polling places. They're closing.
Head east toward East Sunnyside Lane.
Places.
Absolutely. Thank you for voting.
Hi, what is your name?
Vanessa Black.
And we're at the Paradise Valley School District. And why are you here?
Well, I came to vote because it was supposed to be open until 7, but it is 5:19 and it's closed already, so I guess I'm just going to throw away my ballot now.
And so the closest voting location is about 15 minutes away from here, so you're not able to go to that location, right?
No, I mean, I have my kids in the car still. We haven't even gotten dinner. I drove 20 minutes to get here already.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right. We have even more people joining us this evening. It's been chaotic because this voting location right here closed at 4:30, and I've been directing traffic.
There we go again. Absolute chaos on election day in Maricopa County. Closing at 4:30. All of this redirection continues, and it's just sickening. Other things, let's see. Oh, someone please explain how Kentucky Republicans can vote in the GOP, AG, and SOS by 17-22%. Like, they're all the winners, so 17-22% in the lead. And then they vote for the Democrat for governor. Usually you go down ballot, right? You know, all Republican. But you know what? I'm going to change my mind on this this governor, make him a Democrat. It's a red state, red everything. How in the world did that, just about everything, how did that happen? Yeah. However, Holly Kessler said, showed us Patriot AU. I just got back from voting, and wait for it, we had paper ballots. I live in Georgia, by the way. Huh. Well, tell us what you guys think in below this video and see what's going on. Okay? We're watching these ballots playing out.
So
more.
What would issue one do? It would establish a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy. It also allows the state to ban abortions after fetal viability, around 22 to 24 weeks. However, doctors would be allowed to perform abortions after that point to save a pregnant patient's life or health.
So these votes are on ballots to bring the abortion full steam ahead in the states. It's sickening. I put in the description box below a great article from Believe Pepe Deluxe. All praying believers who know of the evils of abortion should spread awareness of this issue and begin to pray against this scheme. This country is being manipulated by rich billionaires who are buying off media, judges, and politicians in the pursuit of power and the fall of Western civilization in order to implement their degenerate one-world government plans. One-world government plans. Have they been planning this for a while, one-world governments? Let's see. What did Bush say back in the day?
The crisis in the Persian Gulf, as grave as it is, also offers a rare opportunity to move toward an historic period of cooperation. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge, a new era.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
Another Satanist speaking out. This guy was a liar. September 11th, 1990, exactly 11 years to the day before the events of 9/11. George Bush Sr. announced the emergence of the New World Order in a phrase which has been repeated time and time again by proponents of post-democratic one-world governments. He even mentioned in there the United Nations taking over. Huh? Timeline of evil emerging to overthrow America and enslave the world under planned New World Order. 1913, Federal Reserve. 1921, Council of Foreign Relations. 1922, Lucis Trust. 1944, World Bank. 1945, United Nations. 1946, Center for Disease Control. See that? 47, CIA. 48, World Health Organization. 54, 1954, Bilderberg. Zionist Israel-Levant Affair. 1956, COINTELPRO. FBI covert and illegal projects. 1967, Israel attack on USS Liberty. That's the, they call it the Zionist. 1971, World Economic Forum. 1973, Trilateral Commission. 1979, Georgia Guidestones erected. 1986, National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Oh, how about that, huh? Then Bush in 90, the New World Order. 91, Noahide Laws. 92, UN Agenda 21. 94, Denver Airport mural painted of children around the world all wearing face masks. 1997, George Magazine Survival Guide to the Future in 2020, featuring Bill Gates and a lung-attacking virus. 2000, Project for the New American Century. 2001, 9/11. 2002, Department of Homeland Security. There you go. Took away our rights. 2010, Rockefeller lockstep pandemic scenario. 2012, Olympic Games ceremony depicts COVID-19. 2016, ID 2020 initiated. In 17, Fauci announced there will be a surprise outbreak. 2018, Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. Huh. And then 19 and 20, you have, in 21, you've got all the deep state psyops playing out day in and day out. Part of that was to basically put the folks away, the good guys, and scare us from ever going and protesting anymore on the Capitol to say that they are doing things against us, they work for us, but nope, they turn the tide and they arrest folks and put them away, even though it was all set up for January 6th. Tucker Carlson tells Glenn Beck that the American people deserve better. It's clear the U.S. government is lying about something concerning January 6, 2021. And all this video footage that was unveiled during his Fox News show that week proves it. Yet that happened, and folks were able to go to the White House and destroy it with Free Palestine, Genocide Joe, calling out Joe Biden, all that. It was, you know, the media standing there saying this is not an insurrection. It was a mostly peaceful protest, although there's trash everywhere. Any of those going to face punishment or be put away for a long time for really committing real crimes? Or the folks that did the acting roles for January 6th, are they all going to be taken in? The real terrorists? The real ones that were dressed as Trump supporters that faked it all? Thanks to Wooz News, I told you guys about this, and many of you went to the video to watch it in full, and you're amazed. I'm sure you are, because he covers it in detail. And I played a little clip in the last video. Let's continue, shall we? Just on a few more of these points.
You see Karn here, whose real name is Joshua Matthew Black, who released a YouTube video, which has since been removed, 2 days. In this video, he tells us that he was protecting a Capitol officer who had been pepper sprayed and fallen to the ground. And that's when he was hit in the cheek with a plastic projectile. But we know that's not true because he was already shot. Looking like a piece of corn or a vintage toy gun pellet. But it should be noted that these types of wound applications are readily producible. So here's the scene of him protecting the cops.
Don't hurt him!
Don't hurt him! Did you hear that crunch? That's his blood bottle.
Don't hurt him.
Oh, God. And Bull gets in another shove, back still arched.
Don't tase me, bro!
Don't tase me, bro. Hey, you remember that viral phrase from the 2007 University of Florida incident where police tased Andrew Meyer for asking John Kerry if he was a member of the Skull and Bones fraternity? Which he is. 3-2-2, baby. Oh, watch out for sneakies. Well, this cop signals for a reset. So look at this cop. We'll call him Lieutenant. Now, where do you think he's going right now? Looks like he's going over to Bull. But he stopped by Falafel. Cringe. So now he goes over to Bull to direct him to a new setup to his right. And he says, okay. And now Lieutenant pushes the guy, and they're kayfabing away for all the cameras. Victor Blue just blocking us, just trampling all up in that blood.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
God bless America.
Oh.
God bless America.
No. It's like they use a strawberry popsicle for that blood.
God gave us freedom.
Okay, and thank you for that. At the same time, Dr. T gives instructions to a cop, and you can see the barricades have been placed on the south side, where a lot of our crisis actors have moved down next to the media tower. So while they're resetting, let's see what's happening on Pennsylvania Avenue. And here's one of our stars, the face of the Chansley, just leading all our actors to the set, loving that camera, getting that attention, because he knows he's our main fall guy.
He is one of those paid protesters that travels around.
Drinking their blood, eating our babies.
Well, that's true.
We're not doing this for Donald Trump. We're doing this for the Constitution. It's for the future of our republic. I hope you guys will all stand with us. Thank you.
Baby, why is Hot Wheels over here talking about some stand with him? Baby, where are we standing?
Woo! Back on the main stage.
And then late in the evening, boom, these explosions of... Together we will drain the Washington swamp.
No, you won't. You had 4 years to do that. Didn't arrest any of them.
Let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you all for being...
So Wooz News goes through and shows you in detail from different angles all the different actors and how they act. Now they played this whole thing out and how stupid they look. Could have rehearsed it a little bit longer and tried to pull it off better, but they didn't. And you think that maybe has an effect on all of us day in and day out, but finally, as we head over to the Senate, they actually said something that shocked me.
Joe Biden has requested $100 billion in the name of national security. Joe Biden has failed the first test of national security. That's because national security starts with border security. And for Republicans, our line in the sand is the Rio Grande. Republicans in the Senate have outlined solutions, effective border policy solutions that will actually stop the flow. And the flow is a flood of illegal immigrants coming into this country. I fully support this proposal, and something like this needs to be included if there's actually going to be a deal. Without it, there is no deal. Now, Joe Biden has a different approach. He wants to throw a lot of money at the problem. Completely ineffective. What do the Democrats want to do? The Democrats want to shovel money into sanctuary cities, New York and Chicago. They want to do direct payments to illegal immigrants once they get into the country. That does nothing to stop the flood of illegal immigrants, and it does nothing to stop the terrorism threats that continue to increase in our country. Republicans have continually gone to the southern border to talk to the Border Patrol. I was there again last week. They tell us Democrats never go to actually see what's happening at the border and never go to talk to the Border Patrol. Democrat senators so rarely go for any purpose, but when they do go, it's to make sure that there is comfort and quick release for illegal immigrants. Nothing to actually stop the flow. Criminals, terrorists are flocking to our border from all around the world. Smugglers bringing fentanyl into this country are responsible for a record number of American deaths.
Well, it took them long enough. How about going and protecting all of those that were arrested illegally and putting the real criminals away, working together with the House on, I don't know how they conduct everything, but I tell you what, they fight about all this stuff. They come out and give us these fancy speeches about how they're going against Biden. Anyway, since Kevin McCarthy was removed, Sequoia forced to produce docs on the CCP dollar ties. McCarthy lawyer who blocked Sequoia investigation is fired. Ukraine funding is stopped. Jordan releases hundreds of reports showing the government censorship on social media. These are not coincidences. Speaking of censoring, something strange that struck out to us in the Nashville Trans Terrorist Manifesto, it was released on social media. Well, they started blocking it on YouTube and more. The person that did this heinous activity of going in the school and shooting everyone up, there were several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021, she said in her manifesto. Was she already on the FBI's radar? Is this why they hid the memo? She called them those crackers going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their daddy's Mustangs and convertibles. She wants to shoot the weak people. I want to kill all those little crackers, she said. And as this is playing out, let's hear what Don Trump Jr. said.
You saw the few pages of the Trans Shooters Manifesto be leaked today. Now, we don't know why it wasn't released, 6 months ago. Just kidding. We all know why. Because it went against the narrative. If the person who had done that was wearing a MAGA hat, it would have been out in 3 seconds.
That's right. All this playing out more as we have the weaponization of disinformation, pseudo-experts, and bureaucrats, how the federal government partnered with universities to censor Americans' political speech. Just in, the U.S. House Committee on the Judiciary releases a report. This report. DHS, GEC, Stanford University work together to censor Americans. The censoring continues to happen over and over again. We talk about this. I showed you guys how they did this to all of us. All of us that were trying to get the truth out. Many of our channels were taken down. Our YouTube channel had 444,000, I believe, subscribers before it was shut down. It was growing fast. They took me off of Teespring, took me off of Patreon.com, they took me off of PayPal and more. It was a tough thing that happened, but at the same time, it was a blessing. All of this happening with Gold Telegraph letting us know Moody's estimated that big banks are sitting on $650 billion of unrealized losses. $650 billion. Welcome to Hollywood. We talk about this. If you guys missed our interview Sunday with Dr. Kirk Elliott, we talked about the national debt growing, credit card use skyrocketing, and more. And here's a clip from that. You can go in the description box below, click on andweknow.com/gold at any time, and you will be taken to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team, and they will help you guys out, spend time with you, show you about your IRAs, getting them to precious metals and more. And they did a fantastic job for our family. Here's another, just a clip from that.
Their limit, spending is going to have to come down. This might be why Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, the e-commerce companies of the world have got their box sales, cardboard box sales down 80%. Because they know that everyone's tapped out and there's not going to spend very much money this holiday season.
Everyone's tapped out. Tapped out, but at the same time, while that is happening, one of the biggest fights that we have on our hands is the crimes against children. They want to take the children from the womb, as we mentioned earlier. They want to jab us our children up as much as possible to cause all kinds of problems. As a matter of fact, you remember Communist News Network putting out studies saying that COVID-19 vaccines provide protection for pregnant and lactating women. OBGYN and associates recommend all pregnant people get vaxxed. These are all headlines from CNN. CDC to pregnant women, get vaccinated now. And then U.S. infant mortality rate rises for first time in more than 20 years, November 1st, 2023. Yeah. And then you head over to more. Pfizer and Moderna are safe and effective in pregnant women, provide antibodies to newborns, says ABC News. But however, we're seeing pregnancy outcomes for the 270 pregnancies were reported on spontaneous abortions. 23 outcome pending, 5 premature birth with neonatal death, spontaneous abortion within spontaneous abortion with neonatal death and normal outcome. No outcome was provided for 238 pregnancies. There's all kinds of bad things that are going on everywhere. And we try to warn you, the vaccination of a child is like a death sentence, says prominent doctor. I had that up earlier. I had actually up ready to go and ready to play. I'm going to have to look for it as we're moving forward. Where did I put that? Anyway, he says, I beg you, do not vaccinate your child, because in many cases, the vaccines will be a death sentence for your child. What I'm talking about is much more dangerous than the side effects of the vaccine. If you vaccinated children, it will become 1,000 times worse for them. Remember the list of employees that did not require their employees to get vaccinated, the employers that didn't do that. The White House didn't require it. Congress and staff didn't require it. Supreme Court didn't. NIH, FDA, CDC, WHO, Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech, U.S. Postal Services, yeah, they didn't require it. Those should be red flags for everyone. Everyone. And then you head over to the oncologist. Cause unknown is a crime and a cover-up.
Is this a cover-up?
I believe so. I believe so. You know, we've had too many sudden deaths. The number one cause of death in Alberta in 2021 was cause unknown. And that's never happened before. You know, we had 3,400 Albertans die of cause unknown. And again, it's because the proper autopsies are not being done. The pathologists are aware of it. The health authorities are aware of it. They're discouraging autopsies from being done. And I mean, you have persecution of doctors by the colleges of physicians and surgeons who are telling doctors they cannot raise concerns about the vaccines and vaccine injuries and possible vaccine deaths because they might be facing, you know, they might be causing vaccine hesitancy. And so they're threatening doctors with license suspension.
So if you go over to COVID BC Vax Sudden Deaths on Telegram, they're always updating us from social media posts that are put out in the public for everyone to see. Here's someone bragging about getting their shot. And then a little while later, sudden passing. People in shock. Another one posting the rainbow flag and I got my jab. And then after getting the jab, a little while later, sudden passing. There's 1,700 updates that I haven't checked yet on COVID BC Vax sudden deaths. Yet another fully vaccinated wife lost her husband suddenly. Another child's lost a father suddenly. Bragging about being fully vaxxed in 2021. Gone 2 years later. All of these folks, as you scroll down, have lives. They have brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, children. They thought they were doing their part. They were lied to by the mainstream media. They were lied to by Satan. Fully jabbed, sudden passing. Folks, I have people that I've known for years that have gotten this, and they're gone now, that were healthy, doing just fine, got their jabs, and then their whole life was shattered, medical issues left and right, and many of them are gone now that I know in my own life. And I know if that's happening to me, it must be happening to all of you. The issue of saving lives has suddenly taken a back seat during COVID, says Vigilant Fox. Daily death tolls became a focus of media reports. Remember that during COVID? Oh, look, millions of lives, oh, they're dying every day. And they just kept putting those tickers up there, even though 99.97% of the people weren't dying. Okay. Yet the same media outlets have been conspicuously silent about excess deaths. They don't talk about it. Here are five disturbing trends, but they refuse to acknowledge. Among working people 35 to 44 years old, a stunning 34% more died than expected in the last quarter of 2022. From 2020 to 2022, there were more excess deaths proportionally among white-collar than blue-collar workers. 19 versus 14% above normal. This disparity nearly doubled in the fourth quarter of 2022. Number three, the executive of a large Indiana life insurance company was clearly troubled by what he said was a 40% increase in the third quarter of 2021 in those ages 18 to 64. Quote, we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have seen in the history of this business, not just at One America, said CEO Scott Davison. Number four, excess deaths are a global phenomenon. The UK also saw more excess deaths in the second half of 2022 than the second half of any year since 2010. Number five, death rates are lower than in 2020 and 21, but they are far from normal. In the year ending April 30th, 2023, 14 months after the last of several pandemic waves in the US, at least 104,000 more Americans died than expected, according to Our World data. In that period, 52,000 plus excess deaths were reported in the UK, 81,000 Germany, 17,000 France, 10,000 Netherlands, and 2,000 plus in Ireland. All gathered by Dr. Pierre Corey, republished in the article written in Children's Health Defense. A lot of things going on, a lot playing out for us. Every single day, Pepe Deluxe said, on top of losing my local influence and retail car dealership over this war, I've had FBI intimidation visits, CIA non-official advice visit, Black Lives Matter coming to my dealership, city council member asking, am I racist on Facebook, war with our school over masks, war with chief over masks. Does this sound familiar to any of you? We're all going through this. A lot of pain, but at the same time, a lot of victory. Pepe Deluxe said, I've had to go to war with my own church denomination over bowing down to George Soros' dollars I traced and sent out to all the pastors. The money was sent to the pastors from Soros. I had to go to war with my church over our pastor masking up and masking up all the deacons, like looking like Satan worshipers. Any of you experienced that at your local church? Did you have to talk to them? Did you ignore them? Did you speak up? He said he had to go to war with my wife to make sure, his wife, to make sure the children didn't get vaxxed or masked up till she understood. I've been on the edge of my seat at war with our government since 2017 while politicians pretend to not know me but ask for our help constantly. You getting that? Send help. Send all of this support to us because we're going to defend you. And they don't. The worst is the divide by those pretending to be anons. Friends that say you mean so much to them, never talking to you again after years of being close. A lot of us have experiencing many, many different pain points in our lives. It's good to sit back sometimes and laugh. Joy, bring joy. And I saw this little comedy act as we get close to closing.
Biden, in his term, pulled out of Afghanistan and pulled into Ukraine, Taiwan, and now Gaza, thereby starting wars with Russia, China, Iran, and basically the whole Middle East. And this guy knows he's going to die. It's a suicide mission. He knows what he's doing. Biden's a straight-up jihadi. That's what he is. Forget Al-Qaeda. Al-Biden, okay? That's BISIS right there. Osama bin Biden. That's what that is. And you know who's been silent this whole time? Kamala Hamas.
So we need that. We need some laughter in our life. We need to pull away, go for long walks, enjoy the outdoors, not be tied to our phones or computers at all times. Becomes very difficult, this battle that we're in. And the hardest part of this battle is seeing news flashes like this.
Six, a Taney Town man has been arrested after he was accused of imprisoning a five-year-old child in his closet. Taney Town police say John Thompson was arrested Thursday after he refused to turn the child over to DHS custody. This is body camera footage from the arrest. He initially told officers the child was not inside the home. After more officers arrived, police say Thompson agreed to show them where the child was. That is when officers say the child was found in a secret compartment in Thompson's closet. He faces false imprisonment and first degree endangering the welfare of a minor charges.
You think so? She reads it as if it's just a kind thing. He's facing this type of charges. This is what we've been talking about. The bottom line, the root of all evil, it's the stealing of our children, taking them away, killing them in the womb before they show up. And when they do show up, fill them up with all kinds of stuff. And then if we can get enough people out there to steal these children away from their families and then hide them in places where nobody seems to be able to find them. And I think that's why this operation played out, to show us Epstein, show us Maxwell, show us the how they do all of the things that they do, the Hollywood actors, their hatred of Trump, the elites, the people that are in the music industry that made a deal with the devil. They know. They know what's been happening to our children around this earth. It's not make-believe. You just heard it. We're seeing many, many more getting arrested. And folks, the people that are fighting hard against the truth, in my opinion, are hiding the crimes that they have probably committed that they do not want exposed. And they'll go to all lengths to make sure that they are not caught. Dan Scavino posted this, 1358 timestamp. I'll show it to you right here. I'm going to pull it over. Here we go. So for those that are listening in, you can hear it. As President Trump walks into a ring of a fight, and the people are going crazy. That reminder, 1358 timestamp, takes us to 1358 on the board. We fight every single day. There's a fighting ring in that post. We knew this day would come. You are what matters. You are hope, your love, your peace. Stay united, stay together, stay strong. You are fighting for truth. Will the people trust? The choice will always be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Another one that happened to be found by the Grasshopper. Put it in the description box below if you want to reach out to them. They do great work. 232, posted by Dan Scavino. You'll notice that they have a Batman in red showing. Red 1, Red 2. He posted at 2:32 a.m. Do you think that he knew 2:32 had Red 1 and Red 2 in it? You betcha. November 3rd, 2023, posted it. Well, if you look at November 3rd, 2017, 6 years to the day that he posted this with the Batman in red showing Red 1, Red 2. It says, Godspeed to those who will be put in harm's way. You are the bravest men and women on earth. We will never forget. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, I'm just going to put it the way I know it, the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do for us and through us. So much information about stolen elections again, messed up machines. It's enough to make us angry. and also at the same time wonder what's going on, when it will stop. Also, hearing so much more about these painful, painful deaths and sicknesses revolved around this jab. Father, we lift them up to you, those that are suffering in pain, worried. Would you bring just a huge sense around them at this moment, the comfort and rest that only you can bring. We know someday we will depart this earth. And our hope and prayers, those that do not know you, have not put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, will do it and do it soon so they can spend eternity with you. We ask that you continue to protect those that are on the front lines, those that are fighting around this earth for freedom for so many. We ask that this, as it continues to play out, that you would receive all the honor, praise, and glory over and over again, overwhelmingly. We thank you for your love for us and your grace on our lives. We say and pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all of you that subscribe to my son's Bowling Bros YouTube channel. It's in the description box below. Love them so much. They have such big dreams, and they're getting it, just excited to hear from you guys. So we'll have more great things going on here in the future. Hope you guys have a great remainder of the week. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.